Welcome to Random Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a random Wikipedia page every day. The random article for Wednesday, February 9, 2022 is Bobby Orr. Robert Gordon Orr, born March 20, 1948, is a Canadian former professional ice hockey player, widely acknowledged as one of the greatest of all time. Orr used his ice skating speed, scoring, and playmaking abilities to revolutionize the position of defenseman. He played in the National Hockey League, NHL, for 12 seasons, the first 10 with the Boston Bruins, followed by two with the Chicago Blackhawks. Orr remains the only defenseman to have won the league scoring title with two Art Ross trophies. He holds the record for most points and assists in a single season by a defenseman. Orr won a record 8 consecutive Norris trophies as the NHL's best defenseman and then 3 consecutive Hart trophies as the league's most valuable player, MVP. Orr was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in 1979 at age 31, the youngest to be inducted at that time. In 2017, Orr was named by the National Hockey League as one of the 100 greatest NHL players in history. After his hockey career, he became a well-known scout for many professional teams. He also spends time talking to and mentoring young skaters. Orr started in organized hockey at age 8. He first played as a forward, but moved to defense and was encouraged to use his skating skills to control play. Orr's play in Ontario provincial competition attracted the notice of NHL scouts as early as age 12. At 14, Orr joined the Oshawa Generals, the Bruins' junior hockey affiliate, and he was an all-star for 3 of his 4 seasons. In 1966, Orr joined the Boston Bruins, a team that had not won a Stanley Cup since 1941 and had not qualified for the playoffs since 1959. With Orr, the Bruins won the Stanley Cup twice, in 1970 and 1972, and lost in the 1974 final. In both victories, Orr scored the clinching goal and was named the playoff MVP. In the final achievement of his career, he was the MVP of the 1976 Canada Cup International Hockey Tournament. In 1976, Orr left Boston as a free agent to join the Blackhawks, but repeated injuries had effectively destroyed his left knee, and he retired in 1978 at age 30. Orr's first professional contract was one of the first in professional ice hockey to be negotiated by an agent. It made him the highest-paid player in NHL history as a rookie. His second contract was the first million-dollar contract in the NHL. However, after his retirement, Orr learned he was deeply in debt and he had to sell off most of what he owned. Orr broke with his agent Alan Eagleson and sued the Blackhawks to settle his contract. Orr and his family returned to Boston, where Orr went into business to rebuild his finances. Orr aided the investigations that led to Eagleson's fraud convictions and disbarment. Orr also supported a lawsuit that challenged the NHL over its control of its pension plan. Orr entered the player-agent business in 1996 and was the president of the Orr Hockey Group Agency, until its acquisition by the Wasserman Media Group in 2018. Orr is also active in charitable works and in television commercials. Since 1996, Orr has coached a team of junior hockey players in the annual CHL Top Prospects game. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:03 UTC on Wednesday, February 9, 2022. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Bobby Orr. This podcast is produced by A Bull Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. A Bull Smay Productions produces the Current Events Podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Matthew Neural. Thank you for listening to Random Wiki of the Day.